bill as a basis, or we can go through and adopt amendments and then see what kind, or adopt conceptual amendments and see what kind of a bill we come out with.
Madam Chair.
Representative Anderson, then Representative Hill.
I don't want to ask a question.
If I can get your attention.
Me either.
Jim?
I just
wanted to throw this out at you. I wondered if you could come back with a fiscal impact. If we gave you guidelines in a bill of things we'd like to see in a marginal lands and rulemaking to do both for farm and forest, can you give us a fiscal impact on what additional manpower and funds that you would require?
Madam Chair, Representative Anderson, certainly we could take a stab at that. Could I make one comment?
Yes.
Madam Chair? Again, our commission's position, our position is we would prefer to have you do the definition. However, were you to kick it over to LCDC, I think we would much prefer that you address the various aspects of the bill that you can regarding lots of record and perhaps regarding 215, 213, sub 3 provisions, and instruct us then to implement marginal lands, but not wait 2 years for it to go into effect, because quite frankly, if you do that, I'm not sure we'll be around to implement it 2 years from now.
Well, I think for this session, if we're going to finish the job that we started last February, where we did all of the procedural questions really for land use planning and the process. I mean, we really in 2295 dealt with the process. We will, or the Senate is, however you want to put it, dealing with the exceptions process, which I think is a huge change and big step. Then I think we also need to finish up with marginal lands and lots of record, which were the other issues we said we would address. And I think we've fallen down on our commitment of what we would address by not doing that.
What? Madam Chair.
Well, if you'll recall, when we started this session, we
our
said
commitment wasn't this, it was a sentence.
Our commitment was, when we started out, we will do the major portion in the process. They will deal with EFU, marginal lands, lots of records.
What do you mean they
the Senate? Well, the Senate passed, got out a marginal lands, lots of record bill that they passed in the Senate, and is now over on our side. If we let this bill die, I guess, then we have indeed fallen down in our commitment to look at those issues.
Madam Chair.
Representative Drew.
I think the Senate put a good deal of work into this measure, and though it certainly is not perfect in any of our eyes, I think it's a good base to begin with, and I don't think we ought to scrap the bill entirely. I think all of us in the committee ought to get it to know it well enough to where we know what we'd like to do with it individually, decide where those individual policy decisions in that bill are located, what the various options are, and march through it and try to construct the bill as this committee's bill, but use the vehicle and the work that the Senate's already done. I think it would be inappropriate to start over.
Well, and I do believe they have made several changes in what was the original bill, and that it wasn't is a lot more acceptable now than when they started.
Madam Chair.
A little more than that.
Madam Chair.
A little more than that?
He said, let's keep the bill number, and I'm interested in doing a little more.
Madam Chair, I'd like to keep the related clause, too.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
We will be more than that. I would remind Representative Troop that he's been out of the room quite a bit of the time during the discussions over the confusing parts of the bill. But a question to Mr. Ross, who made some statement in his testimony.
What does that mean? Why don't you clarify that for me?
What?
Clarify
a
that
question.
For me, if you would.
What?
You're reminding me about something?
Madam Chair, the question should go through you.
I don't think that we need to get into this kind of a discussion. I think there a lot of the committee members we're fairly confused about some of the language in here. Representative Van Leeuwen.
Mr. Ross, as he mentioned lots of record when he was up here, and I understood him to say that there had been lots of changes or lots of something done because of lots of record, and I thought that unless he was referring to something at some other time, but I am under the impression from testimony that we've had recently in this committee that the lots of record bill only helped a very few people. And I just would like clarification on what Mr. Ross said about the lots of record.
The lots of record bill that we've been, well, go ahead and come on up. I'm presumed to speak for you, Mr. Ross.
Madam Chair, Jim Ross, DLCD. True. The lot of record provision in statute now has resulted, I believe, in 27 or 28 single-family dwellings under that particular provision. My point was that for practical and political reasons, county commissioners, under the provisions in an exclusive farm use zone provided by ORS 215-213 sub 3, have been lax in allowing non-farm dwellings under that criteria in that portion of the statute I cited, simply because of equity, if you will, to the people who have owned those lots for many years. And my point being that if that was happening, and I know Gordon Fultz may take may object to this point, but I believe I could bear it out. If that is happening, then why don't we allow that to happen in a more legitimate manner by a lot of record provision, while at the same time tightening up, while at the same time having a marginal lands bill, and then on exclusive farm use zoned lands, tighten up those criteria under 215, 213, 3. I think it's just a heck of a lot more honest way for the state, I'm not talking about the county, for the state to address the question of resource land, of lot of record, and of marginal lands.
Okay, let me continue on. I didn't completely understand that. If there have only been the 27 cases, or were you referring to prior to the implementation of the legislation from the 81 session on lots of record?
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, Representative Van Leeuwen, I am referring to the practical situation of a county board of commissioners being faced with existing lots and people coming in requesting non-farm dwellings under 215, 213 sub 3, and if I were a county commissioner, I'd probably be doing in many cases the same thing they are doing.
And you're not referring to the lots of record bill
no.
at all?
No.
Okay. Now I kind of understand.
But Representative Troop.
With the guidance that we've been given and the fact that we've laid ourselves a direction, does that mean that we'll probably hang it up for the evening and start fresh tomorrow?
Representative Troop, I think that's exactly what it means, unless there are further questions of anyone in the audience. And we hope to have for you tomorrow so we can start going through decisions. I would remind people in the audience, if you have amendments, you don't have to have amendments that go on 132, page 5, after the comma, but just bring your amendments in conceptually, please, and we will deal and start doing a decision package on Wednesday. We will probably not finish this bill as we had intended by Friday, but we will finish this bill.
Madam Chair.
Representative Drew.
Are we completed with the public hearings then? We'll just be on work session?
We will be on work session. Public hearings will be over with. Mr. Pierce, I need you to come up.
Can you tell us when the next hearings will be?
Mr. Pierce, we will probably not have any formal committee hearings after tonight. People will have an opportunity with amendments to come forward and bring those amendments. We will ask a variety of people in the audience to, as the package is formulated, to ask for their reaction on those amendments, whatever we adopt. But we will not have formal hearings. It will be only invited.
The reason I ask, it's my opinion, Irma, that Jackson County may want to come in with some recommendations.
If they have recommendations or amendments, they should get them immediately to this committee.
Tomorrow evening, you mean, or next day?
I mean tomorrow.
That's or can Friday. Be done tomorrow.
Okay, or as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Madam Chair, I had asked if we could make an attempt at least to work through that lot of records meeting tomorrow. That's something we ought to be able to accomplish this session and get it out of the way.
But we're, Representative Anderson, we will go through, we can start that, but we need to start going through the decision package, and we will work it out. Representative Troop.
I would oppose that. I don't think we ought to pick plums out of the package and start working on it. I think we ought to systematically work through that entire document. And I think that we need to consider each and every provision in the package in relationship to the other provisions that are in that bill. And I think that we ought to move through that in a systematic fashion as is presented in the bill.
We will have a decision package to work through by tomorrow.
Madam Chair. What I was getting at, we were going to break it down into three subjects, marginal land, lot of records, and so on. And that's why we bogged down on marginal land, and that's why I brought up the subject of the lot of records as one of the subject matters.
Anything else?
No better way to get out of a bog than work yourself out.
Get in turn. I would like some of you to stay.
Game player.